This is LBC News.
LBC News time, it's 7:22. I'm James Goodison. Now, let's turn to the latest from the United States and get updates on impeachment. President Trump continues to protest vigorously about the process, and there is a flood of speculation that former National Security Advisor John Bolton may agree to testify. Well, LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks joins me now. Simon, I imagine you're pretty much glued to President Trump's Twitter feed at the moment. He's been lashing out today about the impeachment. What's the latest?
He has been on a real tear over the last few hours, James. You're absolutely right. Pushing back against reporting in the Washington Post here today, confirmed by the New York Times, that at one point President Trump asked his Attorney General, William Barr, to hold a press conference clearing President Trump of any wrongdoing in that telephone call and his communications with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The newspapers report that William Barr refused to agree to that request that President Trump reportedly made. President Trump is insisting on Twitter today that it's all fake news reported by something that he describes as a garbage newspaper, and he's attacked the three Washington Post reporters who put the original story together as lowlifes on Twitter. He's also been lambasting the Democrats after they announced that the first public impeachment hearings will take place here in Washington next week. They'll start next Wednesday with the president's ambassador, acting ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, being questioned in open session by investigators for the Democrats and investigators too for the Republicans. Here's what President Trump had to say about the gathering impeachment storm to crowds of protesters at a rally last night in Louisiana.
Nancy Pelosi and Shifty Adam Schiff and the crooked media have launched the deranged, delusional, destructive, and hyperpartisan impeachment witch hunt. Now we go again. It's a scam. And you know who helps them? These people right back here, the media.
Lots of boos for the media there at that rally in Louisiana. President Trump winding his supporters up, and they, of course, responded in typical fashion for a Donald Trump rally. But the president's difficulties here in Washington, D.C. are potentially deepening now, with speculation that his former National Security Advisor John Bolton may be willing to testify before the committees of Congress investigating the president for impeachment. That would be a devastating blow to President Donald Trump, because of course John Bolton knows exactly where all the bodies inside the White House are buried. We have previously heard testimony from the former top Russia official on Mr. Bolton's National Security Council, Fiona Hill, who claims that John Bolton described the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, as a hand grenade waiting to go off and blow up the entire Trump administration inner circle. So when those public hearings get underway next week, there will be intense public interest in them. The White House will be hoping that nothing happens during the course of those hearings to harden the attitudes of Republicans in the U.S. Senate. Because remember, if Donald Trump is impeached in the House of Representatives, he will then go on trial in the U.S. Senate. The Republicans have a majority there, and he hopes that the Republicans will vote to acquit him at that trial. He has the support of senators like Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, a man who, facing the growing body of evidence that Donald Trump may have indeed committed wrongdoing in the White House, is now advancing a new argument that the Trump administration is insufficiently competent to have put together the kind of criminal plot that is being alleged against them.
What I can tell you about the Trump policy toward the Ukraine, it was incoherent. It depends on who you talk to. They seem to be incapable of forming a quid pro quo. So, no, I find the whole process to be a sham, and I'm not going to legitimize it.
And with men like Lindsey Graham on his front bench, Donald Trump can, I think, for at least the moment, be confident that if he is ever put on trial in the Senate, the Republicans will continue to line up behind him. However, they are being sorely tested by a narrative from the White House that was initially, the president did nothing wrong, his communications with the Ukrainian leader were perfect. Now we're being told even if he did do something wrong, it didn't rise to the level of impeachment. And you heard there Senator Lindsey Graham arguing essentially that President Trump is too dumb to have committed the illegal acts that are being ascribed to him. Rough days ahead, potentially, for Republicans as everyone braces themselves for those public hearings. And James, Donald Trump has to wonder, will the ice on which he stands in the United States Senate prove thick enough to acquit him and allow him to carry on fighting for re-election next November?
LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks bringing us the latest on the impeachment trial. Thanks, Simon.
This is LBC News.